AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. sending troops to help in the evacuation of embassy workers as the Taliban makes startling gains in Afghanistan. Sagar Magani has more.
The Pentagon is sending 3 infantry battalions to Hamid Karzai International Airport.
Approximately 3,000 personnel.
Whom spokesman John Kirby says will arrive in the next 2 days to help with the partial evacuation. The announcement comes as the Taliban continue a stunningly fast offensive weeks before the U.S. military pullout ends. The militants have now seized nearly a third of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, including its third biggest city. The embassy pullout and security boost suggest the Biden administration is not confident Afghan forces can secure the national capital. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Census Bureau releases data from the 2020 census, which shows the nation's slowest growth rate since the 1930s, as the country becomes more urban and diverse. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The figures show continued migration to the south and west and population losses in the Mississippi Delta and Appalachia. The numbers also indicate that the white population is aging and has fallen to its smallest share of the total population on record, while the U.S. population under 18 is increasingly diverse.
Information released today will also be used by the states to redraw both congressional and state legislative districts. The number of coronavirus cases continues to grow across the country as more people, especially those in the hardest hit areas, are finally getting vaccinated. Coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients.
For the first time since mid-June, we're averaging about 500,000 people getting newly vaccinated each and every day. And overall, in the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
This is AP News. President Biden orders the FDA to work with the states and tribes to import prescription drugs from Canada. He also wants Congress to pass legislation to cap drug costs for seniors and give Medicare the right to negotiate drug prices.
One that reflects the cost of the research and development and the need providing for a significant profit. But that's still affordable for consumers.
Biden says the people of the United States pay the highest prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world. The president has also told the FDA to speed the process to get generic drugs to consumers faster. The conservative activist lawyer who sued China for $20 trillion over the pandemic files a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump ally Roger Stone. The lawsuit Larry Klayman filed in Palm Beach County, Florida, follows comments Stone posted on the right-wing site Gab, in which he called Klayman a warped former lawyer convicted of molesting his children. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.